In eastern Ohio, residents are watching, hopeful but not naive, to the pitfalls and challenges ahead. They want Lordstown Motors to fulfill its promise of anchoring a new voltage valley that will bring thousands of jobs back to the area. Despite the uncertainty over the federal investigation the company faces, Lordstown Motors says things are on track. At the end of the day, community members will see us producing a truck, says Jane Ritson Parsons, the company's chief operating officer. And locals want to believe them. We want what's best for the valley economically, so we don't want to see this project fail, says Tim O'Hara, a GM assembly worker who served as the president of the local branch of the United Auto Workers, the UAW, before moving to a GM plant in Kentucky. We're kind of in a wait-and-see situation about how all this turns out. Driving through the Mahoning Valley, a flat expanse between Cleveland and Pittsburgh, with 530,000 residents, it's hard to miss the region's industrial roots and the reverence for the workers who built it. The city of Youngstown, about 15 miles southeast of the Lordstown Motors plant, is home to the Youngstown Historical Center of History and Labor, celebrating the history of the valley's steel industry. You can't drive across town without spotting a UAW bumper sticker. At Ross Eatery and Pub, the local bar, Union gear is displayed alongside Marines paraphernalia and hunting trophies. GM was once at the center of this community. The more than 10,000 workers the company employed in the region at the assembly plant's peak supported thousands of other jobs. But changing consumer preferences and globalization destabilized everything, and the company's hold on the region loosened. In 2017, GM cut the first shift from the Lordstown plant, which at the time produced the Chevy Cruze. By the end of 2018, the company had told workers the entire facility would close. At Ross Eatery, a poster hangs on the wall of the last car produced there on March 6, 2019.